Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And greetings, welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, and now I had a question with last week, Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin. They had a meeting. Are they going to be able, these two nations, are they going to be able to delay the objectives of the globalists? Yes, temporarily, for a while longer. Can we, this country, the voters, can we halt the globalist plan that has been already set in motion and the objectives for these people concerning the United States, Europe, basically the world, just for a little while longer? Eventually, these people will be given permission to bring in that system. The Bible says they will. We can't change what the Bible says will happen. The most important book, the Bible, is the most important book in the world. One of the most important books in the Bible for the time in which we live is the book of Revelation. That book explains everything happening in the world today. Are we going to be able to stop the New World Order, the globalists, and their objectives? No. We can delay it just for a little bit longer. Now, the most important document of man, excluding the Bible is, again, the most important book ever written. The most important law document is the Constitution. And presently, the Constitution is in the 12th round. It's on the ropes. The globalists are doing everything possible within their means to destroy the Constitution. But the Constitution is still, to this very day, still holding back much of their evil. I mean, containing more of the evil, but there's been a campaign for especially the last 60 years to destroy the Constitution. And it is really the people that have been trying to destroy it have really made headway in the last decade, especially after Donald Trump's election. Now, you know, what we can do is we do need to be involved politically. It's in the scripture. There are the civil laws of man, and there are the laws of the priests in Israel. And there is the natural laws of man in this country. The citizens should be involved as, you know, according to their conscience. Each person should be involved as they feel to be involved. Should we vote? You have the right to vote. But most importantly, we believers need to pray that the Constitution will hold back the evil a while longer. Eventually, the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, that the Constitution will be destroyed. It will be destroyed by a coming powerful person we know as Antichrist. And there is a mystery taking place that Paul wrote about 50 years ago. It was called the mystery of lawlessness, a hidden principle of rebellion. And this rebellion is, the rebellion is against constituted authority. I'll read 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 7. The mystery of lawlessness, that hidden principle of rebellion against constituted authority, is already at work in the world, but it is restrained only until he, a document of man, who restrains, is taken out of the way. Eventually, the Constitution will be removed. It will no longer be the law of the land. There will be new laws in place in the future. But right now, the Constitution is likened to a masculine tense, a he who restrains. And eventually, this constituted authority is going to be taken out of the way. And then after it is removed, then the one who is lawless, the Antichrist, is going to be revealed. Many believers, many Christians feel that it's the Holy Spirit or different things, mainly the Holy Spirit. They feel that the restrainer is the Holy Spirit. It is not. It is the Constitution of this country. It has been restraining the inhabitants of the country and the wicked, evil people from the time that it was put together and written. And it has been a protection for the people of the world. But eventually, it is going to be removed and powerless. We'll be back to continue in just a second. Rick Rodriguez will be back.
Come sail the Mardi Gras and have the time of your life with Cruise Planners, the easiest and best way to plan your cruise. The Mardi Gras Cruise, February 13th through 25th, is a great way to escape the noisiness of life and enjoy the ocean, with amazing attractions and fun for everyone on and off the boat. Contact them at 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Again, 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Reserve your space today.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Hi, this is Taylor Rhodes, Executive Director of Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, Colorado's premier Second Amendment advocacy group. While other groups spend their days begging for scraps at the table of elitist politicians, we spend our days fighting for gun owners in Colorado. Our focus is the fights that matter here in our backyard. Whether it be in the courtroom, under the Golden Dome, or at your city council meeting, you can count on RMGO to be there to support your God-given rights to bear arms. Please visit rmgo.org/1360 and become a member today. Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, it's a right, not a privilege.
Are you tired of your cabinets slamming shut?
Quiet! Keep it down up there!
Then upgrade to high-end, no-slam cabinets with A&D Design.
They're priced 15% lower than big stores' plywood cabinets and 30% lower than their high-end cabinets.
They also have scratch and dent cabinets at a discount. For beautiful cabinetry and no more, call Daniel at 303-968-6678.
Or visit their website at andcabinetdesign.com.
Call now, you
Okay, so, now, this audience, you know that the Constitution is in the Bible, and you know that the Constitution eventually will be powerless. When Antichrist comes, he will have his own set of laws. The Constitution will not be the law of the coming globalist king. Now, last week, Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin, they got together. Had to reach for my glasses. And I'm going to, point by point, this is important what happened last week. Because after the meeting in Kyrgyzstan, what happens is there's a massive fire in China, and it destroys their tower. And a tower, it is their largest mobile operator, which is the biggest mobile network in China. And the building caught fire. It was a huge, I forget how many stories high, 200 meters high. I don't know how many yards high that is, but it is pretty much engulfed in flames in less than 20 minutes. This is after Putin and Xi Jinping get together. Then, soon after that, Nord Stream 1, the pipe is ruptured, and they think it's ruptured in four places. And Nord Stream 1, it is also ruptured. I believe they're both offline. They're not holding any pressure. Just after this Shanghai Cooperation Organization met in Uzbekistan. Uzbekistan. So 13 days ago, says Xi and Putin. Putin says, "We highly appreciate the well-balanced position of our Chinese friends in connection with the Ukrainian crisis." And these two leaders of these powerful nations, they met with eight other nations. There was India, Pakistan, four Soviet nations, ex-Soviet nations in Central Asia. It was at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. And Xi promised strong support to Russia's core interests. And the term core interests is used to describe issues such as the national sovereignty and the ruling Communist Party's claim to Taiwan, over which it is willing to go to war. Russia was willing to go into conflict in Ukraine. China is willing to go into and will go into conflict in Taiwan if the United States does anything to threaten China's claim to Taiwan. Now, after the meetings, the Biden administration described the Putin-Xi talks as part of a rapprochement that has worried Washington. And again, soon after, Washington is worried, Nord Stream 1 and 2, they're damaged. Then China's, the center for the Chinese mobile network, the biggest one in China, it's on fire. This spokeswoman for the Biden administration, she says, "We've made clear our concerns about the depth of China's alignment and ties with Russia." She added that Thursday's meeting is an example of that alignment. Well, the world, not just Russia and China, there are nations internationally that are aligning themselves pushing back against the global objectives of the Western world, the collective Western world. Now, Xi's government said it had no limits, and the friendship with Moscow before the February 24th invasion, and has refused to criticize Russia's military actions. Observers say that Russia will likely grow increasingly reliant on China. Oh, you bet. You bet. For its market, for its oil and gas, as the West moves to establish a price cap on Russian energy resources and potentially cut their imports altogether. Now, this was out of time.com. This was on September 16th. Now, with these one-to-one talks with Xi, Putin blasted efforts by the United States and its allies to dominate global affairs. No one in present history has been so vocal against the United States unipolar hegemonic rule than Russia. China also, but China's not been as vocal as Putin. And Putin didn't just, he wasn't only vocal about it, but he actually moved on America's objectives in Ukraine, the collective West's objectives in Ukraine, I'll put it that way. Attempts to create a unipolar world have recently taken an absolute ugly shape, quoting Putin. They are absolutely unacceptable for the vast majority of countries on the globe. These were his opening remarks there in Shanghai in that meeting. The tandem of Moscow and Beijing, it plays a role in ensuring global and regional stability. We jointly stand for forming a just, democratic, and multipolar world based on international law and the central role of the United Nations, not rules invented by some who try to enforce them on others without explaining what the rules are. And during that same time, Putin also met with Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi, and whose country is planning to join the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. They're finalizing this treaty. And Raisi, he accused the United States of breaching its obligations under Iran's nuclear deal with world powers. Again, Iran will never get the nuke. They will never be able, though they are trying desperately to have the way to get the materials to build a nuclear weapon. That will not happen. Israel will take out their facilities and has been taking out their facilities for years, interfering with their progress. But no, they won't. They won't ever get the nuclear bomb. And Xi Jinping is promoting a global security initiative. Well, this global security initiative is a concern for the United States. This is why they put together what they call the Quad Alignment with the U.S., Japan, Australia, and India in response to Beijing's assertive foreign policy. Now, in that region, it is part of the region to the west of China is part of China's multi-billion dollar Belt and Road Initiative to expand trade by building ports, railways, and other infrastructure across the arc of dozens of countries from the South Pacific through Asia to the Middle East, Europe, and Africa. This will be done. This is in the Bible. Not only is this link and this Belt Road going to be built by China for the coming war at Armageddon, this is the road that she will take the great armies to Armageddon on. But after the Armageddon war is over, that system is still going to be in place. When Christ comes, he's going to deal with the armies of the world that gather at Armageddon. And then there is going to be peace, which Christ will bring in for a 1,000-year period of time during his rule and reign of the nations. Well, the Belt Road is going to be part of the infrastructure in the next 1,000 years, or early into the next millennium, into the millennial kingdom. America is not going to exist. Russia will still exist, barely. The European nations will exist. And there must be, in Asia, there must be a way to ship and travel. That infrastructure is still going to remain. Now, another thing, too, about this modern technology. Most of it is being used for evil. But it will be used in the millennial kingdom. The very best that was really, in a sense, forbidden by God because man would use it for evil, once Christ returns, it will be used for good. It will just have a switch from evil to good. And the Belt Road will be used for good. The armies of China will be gone. Russia's armies will be taken care of 7.5 years before Armageddon. America's armies and the armies of Europe and the West and NATO will be eliminated at Armageddon. But what we're seeing now is technology that will be used in the millennial kingdom, but it will be used for good. Is AI going to be used for good in the future? I believe so. I believe it will be. In itself, it is not evil. The robotics, the robots are not evil. They can be used, programmed for good only. And in the millennial kingdom, there's not going to be war. I was going to read the verses out of Joel yesterday. And Joel said that at the end of the world, there will be one time in mankind's history where the whole world is going to take the plowshares, the machinery that is used to plant and to reap, that machinery and the metals and the technology will be used to make weapons of war. They're going to beat the plowshares into spears and to swords, and the rest is going to be used for other weapons. It happens one time in the world, and this is going to happen now. The nations of the world right now are all investing their economies, the wealth of their nations, in weapons for war. Even the poor nations are investing what they have, what they're able to get their hands on financially, to buy weapons to protect themselves from surrounding nations in Africa especially. But we're in the time now where the fulfillment of Joel, I think it's chapter 2, the weapons are going to be, the plowshares will be beat, they will be beaten into swords and spears. This is happening right now. We are in the final decade. So, and we'll continue in a second. The podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. And Monday through Friday, join me here live 2 to 3. Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree program. We'll talk to you in just a few minutes.
Hey,
yes, you.
Be sure to listen to Faking the Truth, where Jason and Brian will bring you social media level fakeness Monday through Thursdays at 3 p.m. right here on KHNC 1360 AM and 1360KHNC.com.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
It's electrifying!
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry program. I'm sorry, The Present Truth. On Sunday, 9 to noon, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I found something in the Bible. These hurricanes throughout the world, there is a spirit in the Bible that has the power over these wind patterns, and the people in the occult have been able to use modern technology to steer the weather, but there is still a spirit that has a name that is being used. It's called Rahab or Rahab. When the children of Israel left Egypt, it was Rahab who was involved in a wind that blew and parted the sea so the children of Israel could leave Egypt into the wilderness. And Rahab is talked about in Isaiah, in the book of Psalms. I'm going to probably discuss this on Sunday because it's in depth. I don't have time now. I don't have minutes to discuss it. But mankind, the children of the devil, have found a way to work with this spirit, Rahab, the weather warfare, or the spirit that controls the weather. When Christ was on the sea one afternoon, the wind came up, and the waves, they almost swamped the boat. It was Rahab that was trying to kill Christ and the disciples in the boat to stop God's plan and His kingdom in the future. Destroy the apostles, God's plan is scuttled. Rahab. We'll talk about that on Sunday, so you better join me 9 to noon. It's in the Bible. What's happening right now in Florida is in the Bible. Man has the power now through technology to use that technology to be Rahab, to be the, to control the weather, to direct the weather, to direct hurricanes, to bring hurricanes into existence, to steer them wherever they want these patterns to go, and tornadoes. Now, I'm going to go back to the third article, thepatriotusa.news.blog. thepatriotusa.news.blog. The state of undeclared hegemon, USA-dominated NATO war on Russia. Since 2014, the Kiev coup, things have been incrementally heading to this war for years. Things that have been heading toward this direct confrontation finally took place in February of this year. Now, Nord Stream 2, Nord Stream 1, we got to go back to the pipelines. This is an act of war. This is an act of war by the United States of America, or by the United States of America being involved in destroying these transmission lines. It's an act of war. On September 26th, damage to Russia's Nord Stream 1 and 2 gas pipelines was the latest shoe to drop. Leaks rendering both pipelines inoperable also occurred as a militantly hostile to Russia, Poland announced that the inauguration of a new pipeline to deliver 10 billion cubic meters of gas annually to the country through Norway. So in other words, Russia's lines are destroyed, but now Poland is going to allow 10 billion cubic meters into Europe through Norway, through Denmark, through the Baltic Sea. So there's a strategy already. The announced inauguration of the pipeline to Poland at the same time that the reported damage to Russia's Nord Stream 1 and 2 are not coincidental, most likely caused by one or more unmanned, we want to know how did this happen? Well, here it is. One or more unmanned underwater vehicles, robot vehicles, laden with powerful explosives. Three leaks rendered both pipelines inoperable until these repairs can be completed. Damage to both pipelines occurred within hours on the same day beneath the Baltic Sea in waters controlled by U.S.-dominated NATO at a time when Pentagon warships were in the area where what happened was reported. This is an act of war. So, what happened on Tuesday is we reported there was a significant pressure drop caused by gas leaks on both lines. There was strong assumption, of course, of physical damage by sabotage. According to Swedish seismologists, so they actually recorded, two explosions occurred along the routes of the pipelines on Monday, causing sharp drops in pressure needed to transport gas. So what happened had the Biden's dirty hands all over it. This is an act of war, either directly, but what's most likely It was done by one or more of America's vassal states. NATO is controlled, directed, owned, funds NATO. America funds NATO, is funded by NATO, is funded by America. The United States is the hand in the open that rules and controls the nations of Europe. Now, one thing about America's corporations, the corporations, they're not necessarily political. This is financial. It's an economic matter with the corporations. They work together. And they have to work. They have to go along with their country's objectives. The United States, the oil companies must work with this government. We have, you might say, we have a throat to their, we have a knife, a sword to their throat. On one hand, on the other hand, these corporations are very powerful, and they can hurt an economy. They can hurt the political. Well, they can just really do damage to a nation. There's going to be consequences, but still. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be right back. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see my favorite gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's my favorite gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
Been spending most of the night living in the desert.
Living in the gangster's paradise. We keep spending most of our lives living in the gangster's paradise.
We are living in a gangster's paradise. We are living in a gangster's paradise. And I just wonder if this gentleman, that Coolio, it's not his real name, if he had been vaccinated. I think he died very quickly. Now, going back to what I was saying about corporations, it's really the corporations that really run the governments. But it's the government's military, the government's intelligence agencies that protect the corporations internationally, whether they be German, Russian, whether they be Chinese, whether they be American, French, English. In America, the corporations are talked about in Revelation chapter 17. There is a harlot. There is a woman. It is a very powerful harlot that is carried by the coming Antichrist. A coming Antichrist carries this woman on his shoulders. And eventually, the coming Antichrist will destroy this woman. The corporations of the world and what this nation is, the power of this nation is corporations, foundations, eventually will be destroyed. So, going back to the article, Swedish seismologists, two explosions occurred along the roots of the pipeline, causing a sharp drop in pressure. And again, Biden, their hands are all over this rupturing of these lines. It's according to international law, it is a war crime. And on Tuesday, Russia's foreign ministry spokeswoman, Maria Zakharova, she said the following about the damage to these two lines. Former Polish Foreign Minister Radek Sikorski thanked the Empire, the United States. This is what she said about the Polish Foreign Minister. They thanked the Empire, America, for what happened. His remark is an official admission of a state-sponsored terrorist act. A state-sponsored terrorist attack on Russia. All available information indicates those leaks to these lines are a result of a deliberate act of sabotage. And the German newspaper and Spiegel, and there's another one, Tagesspiegel, called what happened a deliberate act of sabotage. And then I think yesterday I mentioned that early in February, about the 8th of February, Biden stated, quote, if Russia acts against Nazified Ukraine, there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring it to an end. Biden says, I promise you, we will be able to do that. So what can be done to one underwater pipeline can be done to others, not just Nord Stream, but any other pipeline underwater. This country, we own everything under the surface of the ocean. We own it. We own everything floating on the surface of the oceans. We own everything that flies in the air. We own everything that is out in space. We own everything in infospace. We control, we do everything in technospace. There is nothing that this country does not have power and authority over. Nothing. This empire is like no empire ever in the history of the world. And it's very hard for very difficult for people to understand that. There have been many people. I've called empire since 1981 when I realized that we were in the Bible. And I've watched empire increase her power over everything. Who is directing the pharmaceutical companies? Where does America, the U.S., where do we get our great intellectual property from? Universities. Every single university, for the most part, in this land is part of a government program to find the very, very best individuals and their intellectual abilities. We have more universities in this country than the whole world combined. I believe that is true. CU Boulder, back in the 60s, it was CIA Central. It was a breeding ground. It was a place where CIA went to recruit. Berkeley, California. UC Davis in California. What about CSU? Well, absolutely. UNC? You can't have a teacher's college graduating these young women and men that haven't been programmed to go into the education system and brainwash the children that will be in their classes. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Many religious people, Christian people, they'll send their children to the universities, and the children go in as fairly God, as God-fearing children. They come out woke. They come out atheist. They come out apostate. They come out with no reality of who the God that they knew before they went into the universities is once they come out. These propaganda, this is a system in this country to deceive and to influence those that go into these universities. For Christian people, you better have a knowledge of the Word of God, you better be dedicated to Christ or you're going to be deceived. I remember when I was in high school, I'd spend time up on the hill in Boulder. And I'd see these hippies, long hair and tie-dyed shirts and, sandals. And it was the hippie movement was a center here in Colorado. And then on campus, you'd see these young men that were walking around just short of a suit, a tie. Well, these were CIA recruits. They were shaven, they had short hair, they were groomed, they didn't smell. And I'm thinking, this is weird. Side by side, you have guys that are well-dressed. You think they maybe were in a fraternity, which they were. Well, Spook City, Boulder, Colorado. Denver, DU, the same. Stanford, Princeton, Yale, Harvard. But if you go to Harvard and Yale, you're going to end up in the government. You're going to end up with big corporations. You're going to end up with being the elite of the elite as far as those who will be put in positions in the federal government in the future and the corporations. And then when you leave the federal government, you'll go to work for corporations and you will get government contracts. This is why those schools also, if you're going to be involved, if you're going to be, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And those that are members of Skull and Bones every year, I guarantee you, once they become a member, their future is going to be up, up, up. They're not going to live in a $2-3 million home. They're going to live in a castle. They're going to live in Martha's Vineyard. So anyhow, Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin get together in Uzbekistan, and the war begins. The war not just on Russia, but the war is on China. The war is being directed at any of the nations that are aligning themselves with Russia and China presently. India, Japan is one of the four, the quad, the group of four, the quad. Japan better be careful. Now, what do you think happened in Japan just about the time that they met with Xi Jinping also? Guess what happened to their island? Flood, flood, flood city. Rick Rodriguez will be back tomorrow. The Present Truth, 1360KHSC.com for podcast. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon, and I'll talk about Rahab.
The PE Gun Show, October 8th and 9th, will feature firearms giveaway both Saturday and Sunday. Show location is the new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. With food all weekend, CCW classes, and firearms drawings, it makes the perfect way to spend the day. For more details, see PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.